Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski saying things today. He was asked, obviously, about the idea of benching Deshaun Watson. There's a few different angles we get to this. But I think what is interesting, just to start, is whether what Kevin says there at the end, I believe in Deshaun, I believe in this thing, whether you believe that Kevin is buying that.
No chance. I have evidence.
All right.
The Brandon Ayuk non-trade wannabe a trade. I think that was, in hindsight, that was the first sign the Browns gave us that something wasn't right. Something didn't add up. You're trying to trade for a number one wide receiver a week before the season gets underway? That was our canary in the coal mine. They knew what was going to happen here.
I don't think Brandon Ayuk's changing this thing.
I don't think so either, but I think they knew they had to change something. I think they looked at it and said, with Amari Cooper, whatever this offense is, we got to do something that is different because this isn't going to work. And then we saw how it all went down.
I think what's interesting is whether, because we don't know when the time of that offer was made. I think there might be something to it. I just, it's funny, man, like trying to define what's going on with the Browns. And I love the idea that people settle on with Deshaun, because it does, like, it is the tried and true thing of, I have no idea if benching Deshaun is going to work, but you have to try something. And that seems to be the only something teams know how to try. I just think where I'm at with it is, you kind of have to know, like, if you're benching Deshaun, to what end? Like, is this a Hail Mary? Like, let's see if we can win a game. Is this a, we're never going to see him again? Is this about appeasing factions in the locker room?
If you bench Deshaun, it's because you're never seeing him again.
Well, and I think that, so at that point, then I'm not there yet.
Because once you rip that Band-Aid off, it's gone. That's it. I can throw a lot of different terms at you here, but there's no putting the toothpaste back in the tube, all that stuff. Like, it's not happening. Once you make that move, it's done.
I think we're too early in the season to say that, quite frankly. You know why?
How do you go back to Deshaun once you make that move? You can't do it.
Because Jameis could look worse.
He might look worse. Fine.
But no, DTR could look worse. So
both of them could look worse. In fact, I would make an argument they're supposed to look worse than what Deshaun is, but it doesn't matter. Once you go away from Deshaun, you're done. You're away from him.
Oh, see, I think the worst case scenario everybody's thinking is, well, Jameis or DTR.
You're acting like Deshaun's going to be a willing participant in all this.
I mean, he's getting paid. He's getting paid.
But are you telling me Deshaun's going to show up and be the good soldier after being benched? Based off of everything we know off Deshaun?
I mean, he's getting paid a lot of money to do that.
No, he'll be the guy on the sideline.
What do we know about Deshaun? What do we know about Deshaun? I don't feel I know a damn thing about the guy.
I feel like he hasn't shown me any reason to believe that he is the type of person that if he got benched, he would take it in a positive way. And like, I'm going to build myself back up type way. I've gotten no indication of that.
Then why do it?
What do you mean, why do it?
Yeah, like, what? Like, if you don't trust the player to, like, handle it well, if it's this early in the season, if it's
I'm not saying you are. I'm not in the camp of bench Deshaun.
Okay. No, I'm not either yet.
We're in the same camp. Yeah. Like, you have no other choice. You're staying with Deshaun for the reasons I'm laying out, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And partly to do with the idea that once you make that move, you can't go back from that.
I also just don't want, I want to remove every doubt. Like, here's the thing, guys, I'm where everybody else is. Like, he was bad.
I think we're
Sunday.
Lockstep on this. I don't know. Maybe our wires got crossed a little bit there, mm-hmm. but I feel like we're kind of lockstep on this.
So I do think, I still think, like, there's why you would bench him, why I might bench him. I don't think that's why most people. I think people look at Deshaun as the symptom of why the Browns are unlikable.
Yeah.
Instead of the reasoning that brought him here in the whole path of him coming here. Like, that to me is the real devil in the details. Like, I'm not sweating another 12 games with Deshaun because I don't care. I want to see, beyond reasonable doubt,
mm-hmm.
I want to go to, by the end of the season, that I don't want to see him again. If he fails, I never want to see him again. Yeah. That's how bad I want this to get, because that's better than, well, we put Deshaun in this, or we put Jameis in this week. You beat the Eagles, and then you do what the Panthers are doing. You're going to lose back-to-back games with your backup quarterback, and then we go back to Deshaun. Like, no, no, no. Let's just unload the clip here. and then start to analyze how this thing got off to a bad start, how it never should have happened in the first damn place.
It's interesting you bring up the Panthers, because I do think there's like an avenue there where the Panthers are like, hey, listen, we wanted to try something different. Bryce Young, we're willing to give you another chance. And he's like, oh, okay, let's do this, because I have no other options, and this just is what this is. I'm telling you, with Deshaun, it's different. With Deshaun, it's that you can't go away from him. If you bench him, that you're not seeing him play ever again.
Well, and like I think where the benching, I like the end of the season. And when I say the end of the season, I mean when winning is no longer a possibility. Like that to me is when, like, every Sunday you're going out there, you have no chance to win. So it's, we're going to evaluate everybody, which includes DTR.
Well, so I like what you said about you wanted to make sure you, beyond reasonable doubt, like you, there's nothing else you can do. You gave it your all. You exhausted everything with Deshaun, and he just flat out stinks. You need to at least be able to say that with confidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
My problem with that, and I agree with you, but my problem with that is that I don't know the way that this team is set up this year that we're ever going to get to a spot where the people that think Deshaun is great are going to think anything short of that, because they're just going to go back to the litany of problems we have elsewhere. They're going to talk about how we don't have an offensive line. They're going to talk about how we don't have a run game. They're going to talk about the wide receivers not being good enough. Whatever you want to say, it's like there just isn't anything that's going to happen overnight to change that part of the equation. And I think that's why it doesn't – I think for a lot of fans, if you did it today or if you did it 12 weeks from now, no part of that analysis is going to change.
So I think that's what's fascinating about this conversation is, you know, there's so many people I can't count on that I normally do. Like, they're even trusted mm-hmm. voices who, coming into this season, whether they said it directly or indirectly, told you they don't like Deshaun, they don't trust Deshaun, and they're no longer unbiased, or however you want to say it, objective about Deshaun. So that's like trying to look around and find people to have a reasonable conversation about, like, okay, what's the goal? What are you solving? What are you hoping to get out of this? I don't think it's possible anymore, because I think there's so much confirmation bias going on with Deshaun that even though I can admit he played awful yesterday.
Yeah.
Like,
I was brave of you, by the way, to admit that.
Listen,
that Deshaun didn't play great.
Thoughts
was,
and prayers.
That was a big step for us here.
Well, no, but here's the thing. That matters, because all anyone says about you or me is that we are Deshaun apologists.
Yeah, because we give him a chance.
And if you listen, that's not really what's happening at all here. And so I think it is important that people who are looked at as Deshaun apologists can go, yeah, that wasn't it. Not only was that not it, that was so far not it that we're now into a point where this... listen,
that's where I got... I want to ask you that, because that's where I got to, that point where it's... I sat there from... being the guy that's like, can we give him a chance here? Can we really see this thing through? Like, he at every point, the 4 weeks we've had, he's gotten better and better and better, progressively better. Maybe not as big a leaps as you wanted, but he got better and better and better. And yesterday looked so bad, Nick, that I just, what other option do I have?
Well, and here's, okay, so can I tell you the counter to this with the bench Deshaun, don't bench Deshaun?
Yeah.
Is, one, I'm a little skittish of an organization that seems to look like they're constantly looking for a fall guy. AVP was the fall guy. Callahan ended up being byproduct, you know, fallout from losing AVP, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Joe Woods. And some of these people
He had it coming.
Well, okay. But then it was, well, okay, we got
right,
rid of
though.
Joe Woods.
It's a fall guy. He had it coming, but he was the fall guy.
We made the players happy now, so they're going to play hard again. And then the year before, it was Baker. No matter if Baker earned it or not, Baker was a fall guy.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a part of me that's already leery about turning Deshaun to the fall guy. And some of this is just, dude, I look back on that fourth down or that the goal line stand after JOK punched the ball out. And it was false start into too many men on the field. And all anyone would talk about, I tweeted about it, so I'm not perfect about it, was, did Deshaun just quit on the team? No, Deshaun realized they were going to have to either take a penalty on fourth down or they were going to have to use a timeout that they already wasted a timeout.
But right, because, he was in the moment, he was as frustrated as anybody,
yes.
And we all just didn't know the info at the time.
Yeah, and the immediate thing was, and I thought it too, did Deshaun just quit on that? At the same point, Deshaun is just as frustrated as you and I are.
That's all it was.
So
it was two people very frustrated that they didn't get the job done in that moment. That's all that was.
And so, like, that's not to defend Deshaun, by the way, because he played awfully yesterday.
Where were the announcers on that call, by the way?
I don't know. That was a weird... That was they're really good. Benetti and Greg Olsen are awesome.
It's like an ideal pair that you would want, but they just completely whiffed on that.
Yeah, there was a couple ones. I thought actually Greg had some really good insight later in the game, but yeah, in real time, I didn't know what was going on with that, and it sure seemed like they just put it on to Sean.
Everyone did, and that's because again we didn't know all the information, and that's where they kind of failed us in that moment. They did.
So I think my thing is I don't know how you can make Deshaun the face of failure when it's not just Deshaun. Like, big picture, yes, Deshaun has failed here. There's just no other way around it.
Yeah.
He's been hurt.
We can't dress that up any other way.
Like, it's just not good enough by like a wide margin. At the same point, after we got through the, did Deshaun just walk off the field? Oh, wait, he was actually doing the right thing because that was cooked. There was no way to salvage what they were doing. They couldn't hurry up and get the call in. At some point, like, how can I blame Deshaun for this and not Stefanski for having two 12 men on the field penalties going into a moment, or his coaches? Because that then goes to Kevin. At some point, it was the false start on four, was it first and two?
Yeah.
First and three? Like, how can I put that on Deshaun? So it's not an absolution of Deshaun. It is everybody is playing at that level. And so if your answer is, well, they don't want to play for Deshaun, then they can choose a different profession.
Yeah, I don't love that answer, by the way. I don't love the portrait that's being portrayed out there.
Woe is the other 52 dudes?
Yeah, it just doesn't sit right with me.
It's insincere is what it is. It's just another way to say it's all on Deshaun.
Or even the idea that they're not trying because they hate Deshaun. And how do you in that locker room and play for a man like that? It's like, this is just, it's insanity. They're pros. Pros don't think about those things.
This is not meant to be a defense of Deshaun. But any sort of benching of him at any point in the next few weeks will just feel like, well, hey, we took care of that, guys. Now we're going to get back to winning. And I just think it's a gross oversimplification. As bad as he was on Sunday, as disappointing as this is, I'm going to keep sending that guy out there every Sunday as long as he's upright, because at some point you're either going to – I'm going to start replacing the pieces around him. Like, I'm going to bench Ethan Posick before I bench Deshaun Watson. I'm going to bench MJ Emerson before I bench Deshaun Watson, right?
I think the next move that you're going to see is, I think Stefanski will actually get to a spot where he relinquishes the play calling duties. And I think in the eyes of the Cleveland fan, that's going to look like there's a big change happening. Something different is going on here. And then, I don't know, maybe he starts playing great football, maybe he doesn't. But then we'll go from there.
216-474-0092. We've arrived there. Is benching Deshaun Watson a realistic option here? And there, we played Kevin Stefanski saying not only will he not change quarterbacks, he also went into the idea of not only will I not do that, I believe in Deshaun Watson. I just don't know what to believe anymore with this. And when we came back, I said, do you believe him? And you said definitively, there's no way you can believe him. I think we're to a point where, because of how this organization handles things, there is a massive, massive credibility issue with any words that come out of that place, with any PR stylings that come out, even like when they're telling the truth. It's like, I mean, I think that's the truth, but I don't know. But I think you've gotten to a point where I think benching Deshaun would help in one area. And my concern is, it's an area that bad teams think of as much as anything. It's how bad teams think. We're going to get to that next. And you guys on 92.3 The Fan.